南無妙法蓮華経。南無妙法蓮華経。
Nam Mo Myoho Renge Kyo. Hi everyone, thank you for being here. This is just a short one to remind everyone as we close out 2022. We're in December, can't believe it. Slow down. We have, you know, our societies across the world talk about our constant deluge of distractions, phones, TVs, radios, visual, whatever. One of the things that has occurred over the last, I don't know, 50 years has been this constant increase of speed. We still have words in the dictionary like craftsmanship. But now, that's less and less appreciated. And by that, I mean even recognized as something to pay attention to. I was just watching a video by a female architect. The fact that she's female isn't important, but at any rate, she was talking about the speed of reading, how once upon a time, savoring the text. And what I mean by savoring the text is, you know, when you read a book, we forget about what we bring to the experience of reading. It's not just about absorbing words. It's about each word being abstracted into our mind, pulling from experience. If I read a word like corduroy, you may even have to look that up because it's not used very much anymore. But you remember walking in corduroy pants, that zing, zing, zing happening between your legs because of the texture of the corduroy. There was a smell to it, a feel to it, a sound to it, all of those things, and an age to it. A hung on to kind of experience, memory, right? And we bring that to that word as we read the sentence. And all of it adds a depth of color to our experience of reading. Which is why you hear, especially older people, say, the movie's never as good as the book. Why? Because the movie is so pictorial that what you're seeing is the visual experience of the director and all the people involved in editing and creating that film interpretation of words. But when you read, it's intimate. It's yours. It's your own experience that you bring to every word. There have been movements, in other words, groups within society that have tried to promote the idea of slowing back down to fully experience something. I remember this movement in the visual arts. People look at paintings and go, oh, I know what that is, and move on. But sit down. This is why they put benches or seats in museums. Sit the hell down. Absorb the visual information. See where it penetrates you and where you penetrate it. Get that communication going. Now the painting transforms into your own intimate experience. That's where the art is, not hanging on the wall. So That's a visual slowing down, right? A lot of information there. So what I'm going to ask of you is that when you chant, the tendency is to, I got to get my daimoku in. Remember, these aren't words. These are conceptual experiences. Myo. Ho. Myo, the fantastical formations of energy that is everything, including the cells of your body. Myo, ho, the expression of those energies, that karma, in things, in moments, in thoughts. Myo, ho. Appearing and disappearing moment to moment, the experience of life. Renge. The understanding of that whole picture of experience. Kyo. Namu. I'm here experiencing now, alert to. Myo ho renge kyo. I would rather hear you, see you, understand you to be chanting at a nice, slow, absorbed focus for 15 minutes rather than listening to an hour of you racing through it. As though it was something to get rid of. It's your life. Savor every aspect of your life with each and every daimoku, which with each and every verse of Gongyo. Namu myo ho renge kyo. Namu myo ho renge. Think. Myo ho renge, my Buddha-ness is in this. Expressed in every potential way. Namu myo ho renge kyo. Savor your enlightenment. Be in it. It's not like you're buying clothing off the rack. Even if you are, wouldn't you spend more time trying it on, seeing how it fits, before you just walked out the store with it? Right? How much do we buy online? Negates all of that experience. And then we get it home, doesn't fit, send it back. Don't treat your practice that way. Slow down. Savor your enlightenment. That's all. I put this up on shortened version of it on Instagram. I may start putting my Instagram in the links on the descriptions of these videos. I'm starting to get back into photography, and thanks to your generous donations, this other laptop that I got is performing this function, creative function, for me again. And in 2023, I'm going to introduce a new look to the videos, maybe incorporate some of my photography. Let me know what you think of that. In the meantime, enjoy this last month of the year. Close out all your experimentation of the year, because we're getting ready to enter a new one. And let's enter that 2023 refreshed with new energy, new focus. Namu myo ho renge kyo. Yes? Thank you. Thank you so much for participating in this, for helping grow this Sangha. We'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.